96% of the carbon allowances were bought at auction by companies required to do so in order to meet greenhouse gas reduction targets. The price of each allowance was $11.48, just 77 cents more than the minimum price allowed. Emily Reyna with Environmental Defense Fund says that's not necessarily bad.
Opponents were saying that cost could be, you know, upwards to $70 to $100 or more. This low price means that we can actually achieve our emissions reductions in a very cost-effective manner, and that's exactly what the cap and trade program is meant to do.
The auctions have brought in more than $500 million to the state. Proceeds must be invested in projects that reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and at least 25% is supposed to provide clean energy to disadvantaged communities. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.